Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. After weeks of searching, Donald Trump finally found a company called Knight Specialty Insurance to guarantee his New York civil fraud bond of $175 million. But is that bond valid? Here's Glenn to explain.
So friends, earlier this week, did you see how Donald Trump was congratulating himself, boasting and crowing about how he'd been able to come up with a bond for $175 million to stop New York Attorney General Letitia James from seizing his properties? Well, based on some new developments surrounding that bond, might Donald have to eat a little bit of that crow? Let's start with the new reporting. This from CNN. Headline: New York Attorney General questions out-of-state underwriter of $175 million Trump bond. And that article begins, "The New York Attorney General's office is raising questions about the $175 million bond Donald Trump posted in the civil fraud case and has asked for more information to prove it's financially sound. Trump filed the bond Monday night after gaining a reprieve from a New York appeals court that lowered the amount Trump needed to post from $464 million to $175 million. The lifeline gave Trump more time to obtain a bond after telling the court that 30 underwriters refused to back a bond for nearly half a billion dollars. And friends, can I pause there for just a second? Because what the appeals court in New York did was deliver a gut punch to the notion of the equal application of our laws. Without explanation, without analysis, without citing a single case of authority or precedent, the New York appeals court said, not to worry, Donald. We will reduce from nearly half a billion dollars to just $175 million, the amount of the bond you'll have to put up, right? It's like the New York appeals court was engaging in some kind of a fraud forgiveness program for Donald Trump in a way they wouldn't do for any other litigant. You know, equal justice is still licking its wounds behind that. All of that is my editorial addition. Let's go back to the article. The Attorney General's office, led by Democrat Letitia James, on Thursday took a step to challenge the soundness of the deal, that is the $175 million bond that was posted, and filed a notice of exception to the sufficiency of the surety to seek additional information from Trump or the underwriter about the bond because the insurer is not regulated by the state of New York. Judge Arthur Engoron set a hearing for April 22nd. Okay, friends, let's just take a quick look at the notice of exception filed by Attorney General James. Please take notice that pursuant to New York law, plaintiff, the people of the state of New York by Letitia James, Attorney General of the state of New York, hereby takes exception to the sufficiency of the surety to the undertaking given by defendants Trump and denoted as bond number so-and-so, issued by Knight Specialty Insurance Company, a non-admitted carrier in the state of New York, without a certificate of qualification, upon appeal to the Appellate Division, First Department, filed on April 4, 2024. Please take further notice that, pursuant to New York law, defendant Trump or Knight Specialty Insurance Company shall file a motion to justify the surety within 10 days of the service of this notice, failing which the bond shall be without effect, except that the surety shall remain liable on the bond until a new undertaking is given and allowed. So Attorney General James is challenging this bond. This bond that was put up by Knight Specialty Insurance Company. So a natural question is, okay, what is this Knight Specialty Insurance Company all about? Let's go back to the CNN article. On Monday, California-based Knight Specialty Insurance Company agreed to underwrite the bond. Don Hankey, the chairman and majority shareholder of Knight Specialty Insurance, told CNN on Tuesday that Trump provided $175 million in cash as collateral for the bond.
Coming up after the break, so who is this billionaire Don Hankey that posted Donald Trump's $175 million bond in his civil fraud case? Glenn talks about that next on Justice Matters. Beowulf here with Justice Matters, and I am loving the warmer weather and the sunnier skies. It makes you want to get out and move and get healthy. And you can help yourself get healthy and meet your wellness goals with no prep, no mess meals from FactorMeals.com. There's a whole menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat in a well-balanced way. What's my favorite? I love the jalapeno lime cheddar chicken with spicy cilantro cauliflower rice. So flavorful and healthy too. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/Glenn50 and use code Glenn50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's Glenn50 at factormeals.com/GLENN50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factormeals.com/Glenn50. Go there.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is challenging Trump's $175 million bond that was posted by a shady businessman, saying that his company doesn't meet the legal requirements in New York. Glenn says the more you dig, the sketchier it gets.
Okay, friends, so now we have to ask, just who is this Hankey fella? NBC News asked that question recently. Headline, who put up Trump's $175 million bond? A subprime car loan billionaire who has run afoul of regulators. Don Hankey made a fortune building a subprime auto loan empire. Along the way, his companies racked up consumer complaints, regulatory fines, and were sued by the Department of Justice because, of course, that's who put up the $175 million bond for Donald Trump. That NBC News article begins, providing Donald Trump's $175 million appeal bond when other insurers wouldn't is business as usual for California financier Don Hanke. As chairman of the Los Angeles-based Hanke Group of companies, which includes an insurer, a subprime auto lender, and a commercial real estate investment firm, Hanke has amassed a fortune lending to borrowers other financial firms shun. Hanke's assistance to Trump has brought the little-known billionaire into the spotlight. But in recent years, several of his company's operations attracted the attention of the U.S. Justice Department, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and the California Department of Insurance. Since 2015, regulators have taken action against Hanke's companies four times, public records show. Some of the highlights. In 2017, for example, the Department of Justice filed a complaint in federal court in California against Westlake Financial, Hanke's big subprime auto lender. With a network of 50,000 car dealerships and $3 billion in managed assets, Westlake Financial calls itself the Yes, Yes lender. Westlake and its subsidiary, Wilshire Commercial Capital, the DOJ complaint alleged, illegally repossessed at least 70 vehicles owned by military service members, protected under the Service Members Civil Relief Act. The companies paid $761,000 to settle the allegations. 5 years later, the Justice Department returned with another complaint against Westlake, alleging that it had failed to provide service members with interest rate benefits they were owed under the law. The company paid $225,000 to settle that matter. Hanke companies have also been subject to regulatory actions by the CFPB and by the California Department of Insurance. According to a 2015 consent decree filed by the CFPB against Westlake and its affiliate Wilshire, the CFPB found that Westlake and Wilshire pressured borrowers using illegal debt collection practices. Some 176,000 customers were affected, the consent order said. According to the CFPB, Westlake and Wilshire changed loan terms without telling borrowers, accruing additional interest on the loans. The companies also allegedly misled customers by manipulating caller IDs and posing as employees calling from flower shops or pizzerias to trick borrowers into disclosing their locations or their vehicles for repossession purposes. In other cases, Westlake collection agents led borrowers to believe that their vehicles would be released if they paid a certain sum, usually less than the full amount owed. Once those payments were made, Westlake did not release the vehicles, the CFPB found. Westlake and Wilshire neither admitted nor denied the findings, but paid $44 million to the customers and a $4.25 million penalty. Okay, friends, I'm going to stop there. But if you really want to know more about this Hanke fella, go to his Wikipedia page. You know, you can read up on the misadventures of Don Hanke. And now, I don't know if he's got a partner named Panky, but I do know that with Judge Engoron setting a hearing on April 22nd to pull back the curtain on this bond that Don Hanke gave to Donald Trump, $175 million bond, I'm quite sure that Attorney General Tish James and Judge Engoron will get to the bottom of, you know, what this bond really involves, and they'll figure out whether the bond involves any financial, you know, hanky-panky, because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.